The Wisconsin-based YouTube channel Code Blue Cam has more than 3 million subscribers and 1.15 billion total views. The channel's content is drawn almost exclusively from police body camera video that the site obtained via open records. They're often edited to show the most lurid, embarrassing, or sensational moments. The audience for these videos is huge, and the site says the goal is to show the realities of policing. But critics say the videos are more often about mocking or shaming their subjects. WPR reporter Steph Conquest Ware has a new story out about this site, as well as the broader phenomenon of police body cam videos used as internet entertainment, and they join us now. Steph, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Steph, you uncovered some data on just how large and profitable the lacrosse-based Code Blue Cam channel is. What did you find out? Maybe you can give us a little bit of a visual of what's being posted there.
When you first pop up on this YouTube channel, you will scroll and you will see hundreds and hundreds of these videos, and they have racked up a billion total views, and I found that through the videos alone, they make about like $100,000 a month.
What kinds of videos did you find when you started poking around?
I guess raunchy, for lack of a better word, content that would go viral. So a lot of drunk young women, a lot of wild police chases. You will see many guns drawn on people and suspects in the videos. And these people range in all ages. They're, you know, young teens on there who are suspected of stealing cars, who get guns drawn on them. And there's also the drunk Wisconsin mom from the rural part of the state who is getting arrested.
And you spoke with the content creator who goes by LJ. He declined to speak to WPR or share his full name for what he called privacy and security reasons. But he did exchange some emails with you. So why does he post body camera footage from Wisconsin? What did he say?
The George Floyd killing in 2020 by police in Minneapolis was actually what inspired him to create this account. He basically told me that he wanted to combat what he saw or he felt was misinformation about police. And he wanted to highlight what he thought were difficult and often volatile situations that they face, and, you know, that they are able to stay calm in faces of danger.
A study from Matthew Clark and the University of Wisconsin-Parkside analyzed Code Blue Cam's videos and the comments section. You spoke with the author, Jacqueline Arce, and co-author Clark. Here's Clark sharing some of his perspective.
They sell t-shirts that have, like, it's the Jurassic Park logo, but it says lacrosse instead. And it makes lacrosse out to be this, like, crime-ridden area, and it's generally not.
That's pretty interesting stuff. What additional trends did RC and Clark identify in all of these posted videos and comments?
RC actually called these videos an exploding phenomenon. And in the article, they actually identified a few negative racial and gender stereotypes as well, and use of AI in the videos. And one more extreme example is a 2024 video called How Her Birthday Celebration Turned Into a Disaster. And it shows lacrosse police officers' interaction with a black woman in the city. She's in a bar, and she is drunk, and, you know, they are taking her in for disorderly conduct. They use AI to alter and widen her mouth and give her, you know, an angry expression. And there are many instances on the account where AI is used to help edit the videos and also to create these kind of fabricated thumbnails.
And you actually did some really good reporting here and found out that Code Blue Cam Media Company has a partnership with Wisconsin Professional Police Association. So you spoke to Executive Director Jim Palmer about posting body cam footage online. What did he say?
You know, I asked him, I was like, some people, you know, feel that this could be public shaming. He thought that Code Blue Cam, you know, valued education over public shaming. And I said, you know, some people don't think that. Some people who are on these videos don't think that. He was like, yeah, you know, he has a teenage son, and, you know, he has to sit down his son and tell him that basically what is on the internet is there to stay.
Steph Conquest Ware, it's really fascinating reporting. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.